whatever it's supposed to do 10 years after infection. What does that mean? Mm. A virus turns the crank in 24 hours. If you get infected by flu or herpes or syphilis or mumps or anything at any party, well, if nothing happens in a week, every doctor will tell you you got away free.
Yeah, usually like even swine flu takes 3 to 7 days.
Oh, 3 to 7. But here you're saying, okay, you had some wild party. 10 years later, you have diarrhea. It's an AIDS-defining disease. Mm. That's the virus?
Well, the idea, right? The idea is the virus incubates for a long period of time, like syphilis. Syphilis does. It shows...
Viruses don't... They have a very small, low IQ, extremely low.
But syphilis does manifest itself as sores, and then it comes back, it incubates, and then it attacks the brain and everything, right?
Guess why it comes back.
Why?
Well, they treated it with mercury. It's a iatrogenic, a doctor-induced disease. They give you mercury, and the standard of care was 1 gram of mercury, the equivalent of ACT, around the turn of the century, a day for a year. To cure your syphilis. Yeah, by that time, your Meshuggene, Schumann walked in the Rhine. Nietzsche got Meshuggene, and lots of people went...
Meshuggene is crazy, by the way.
It's a Yiddish word, I think.
It's a great word.
It's sort of
Yiddish. It's a Yiddish word for crazy.
Word. Yeah. I love that.
It's not even German. Is it German or is it Yiddish?
Well, they were very close for a long time.
Yiddish and German are very similar.
Until the Führer came.
Meshuggene is a great word.
Until then, they did very well. I think very well together.
Yeah.
Scientifically. So anyway... That's the tertiary syphilis. It's gone. You don't hear a word about it anymore.
Because of penicillin, too. It's pretty effective.
Not penicillin. Penicillin was... syphilis was around for millions of years.
Yeah.
People didn't get tertiary syphilis. No venereal disease can really kill you, or else we wouldn't be around.
The 70s created super pussy, though. That's where things got out of hand.
No, syphilis, though, history. I mean, I've read a lot of history. Syphilis was a big player in...
Well, yes.
So was tuberculosis.
Yes, you weren't dying from it.
Yeah, they did.
Well, maybe when the doctor came in between and gave you mercury and arsenic, then sooner or later you were gone.
Never wear a condom, sir.
So what are you saying? They were sick, and they went to the doctor, and the doctor gave them something to kill them, but... If they didn't, they would have probably recovered? Is that what you're saying?
Of course.
So syphilis is something that you recover from?
Of course. I mean, syphilis is millions of years old. Millions. It's like a strep throat. It hurts a couple of weeks, and then you reject it. Your immune system rejects it.
What about chlamydia and gonorrhea? Same thing?
Well, I don't know so well about chlamydia. Mm. I think chlamydia for women can actually be sterilizing. Or
it sterilizes,
But it's not killing you.
No, a lot of times your body fights off.
Yeah. Sooner or later, you fight them all off.
It's a dirty trick that you get diseases from sex. That is the dirtiest trick nature has played.
Well, microbes use everything they get, but they have not been all that successful. We're exploding.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
We single out this little case.
It's just what a dirty trick.